Captain Scarlet, it's either going to be you or me. Silence, please. That gentleman was how Captain Scarlet died. The World Security Council has convened this meeting to look into the circumstances that surround Scarlet's death and to investigate the reasons for his strange and seemingly inexplicable behavior. I call on Colonel White, commander of the Spectrum Organization, to begin.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. I need add only one further comment. The reports you will see and hear are based on videotape recordings made at the time of action.
Very interesting. But one moment, Mr. Chairman. As a mere conventional military man, I'd like to know something about this Spectrum outfit.
As we all know, the details of Spectrum are top secret. However, perhaps Colonel White could draw some broad outlines?
Gentlemen, Spectrum is the most highly progressive security organization in the world today. Its prime function now is to combat the hostile, sinister intelligence inhabiting the planet Mars. The intelligence whose primary object is to destroy Earth. The intelligence known as Mysterons.
Fantastic, it really is.
Gentlemen, please, let me continue. Spectrum has its headquarters on Cloud Base. That is a stationary platform that I might liken to the deck of a gigantic aircraft carrier, held in permanent position 40,000 feet above the Earth by a development of the hoverjet principle.
I think that broadly outlines Spectrum, Colonel. Perhaps we can begin with the real business in hand, the fate of Captain Scarlet.
The story really starts with the expedition to Mars last October, led by one of my own officers, Captain Black. The Martian expedition had almost concluded a fruitless exploration when it crossed a ridge and came upon a vast complex of strange buildings. We now know that this was the city of the Mysterons.
Will you take a look at that? Spotted. They're getting ready to attack. They're obviously hostile. Okay, Lieutenant, let them have it. Well, we'll survey the wreckage, Lieutenant Dean, collect a few samples, and then return to Earth.
From that point, gentlemen, radio communication was cut off. We knew nothing more until the expedition craft with only Captain Black aboard returned to Glen Field. Before we could question him, he disappeared. We then received a clear yet baffling transmission over direct radio, a transmission, I believe, that was picked up all over the world.
This is the voice of the Mysterons. We know that you can hear us, Earthmen. Our retaliation will be slow, but nonetheless effective. It will mean the ultimate destruction of life on Earth. It will be useless for you to resist. For we have discovered the secret of reversing matter, as you have just witnessed. One of you will be under our control. You will be instrumental in avenging the Mysterons. Our first act of retaliation will be to assassinate your world president.
Now, our attention had to be focused on the protection of the world president. I put my subordinate, Captain Brown, in charge of operations to make our president's life secure. As second in command, I detailed Captain Scarlet.
Do you think the president's life really is in danger?
Scarlet?
Well, judging by what happened on the Martian expedition, I'd say the Mysterans have the capability of carrying out their threat.
If only we were fighting something we understood, something tangible, something in three dimensions.
I know what you mean. We can only hear them over our radios, but I've got a feeling they're with us all the time.
A tire burst and crash, gentlemen. But both captains reported to me miraculously unhurt. I had no reason for suspicion then. It was Captain Brown himself who brought our world president safely to New York.
Spectrum is taking no chances, Captain.
No, sir. Let me give you a rundown on the precautions we've taken. If you look through your window, you will see that we have armed guards placed on every building along the route. The Spectrum helicopter is overflying the motorcade. And the Spectrum Angels are patrolling the area.
Angels is the right word for that team.
Angels, Colonel White? I don't quite understand.
Five girl flyers we use as an operational and strike force, General. The best. We keep two of them on standby all the time.
Gentlemen, the instance of girl pilots is hardly unusual in this 21st century. Now please allow Colonel White to continue uninterrupted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, we know that Captain Brown escorted our president to the maximum security building.
We're nearly there, sir. Just an electronic check, sir. You're obviously carrying no weapons.
Well, I can see I have nothing to fear while I'm in the hands of the Spectrum organization. I was saying, Captain Brown, I have no worry while your organization is looking after me. Captain Brown? Captain Brown, are you all right?
Cloud base. There has been an explosion in Spectrum Maximum Security Building. Report. Total destruction.
I can't believe it. No world.
It's absolutely fantastic.
No idea.
Colonel White! What caused that explosion? Surely, after the massive security precautions...
The Mysterons are a powerful force. Before his car crash, Captain Brown was one of my best men. But even after the crash, I had no reason to suspect treason.
But how did he get the bomb in there? That's what I want to know.
Our videotape showed he had it hidden on his person. Luckily, the president noticed something unusual about Brown. There was smoke coming from his collar. If the president had been a second later in pressing the emergency exit button on his chair, then he would have perished in the blast. Video film told us exactly what happened. My next step was to transfer the world president to London.
Captain Scarlet.
Yes, sir?
You are to proceed with the president to London. And you'll be escorted by the Angel flight. The life of the world's president is in your hands. I do not have to remind you that we are fighting forces that we do not understand. Anything could happen. Lieutenant Green?
Yes, sir?
Launch Angels 1, 2, and 3.
Destiny Angel?
Immediate launch.
Spectrum is green.
Harmony and Rhapsody Angels.
Immediate launch, Angels 2 and 3.
Spectrum is green.
Angel Skyborn, sir. Spectrum Control.
Spectrum New York reports body of Captain Brown found near scene of car crash.
What does this mean, sir?
The Captain Brown who escorted the President must have been an imposter. Something must have happened at that car crash that we don't understand.
But Captain Scarlet was there.
Captain Scarlet. Whatever happened to Captain Brown may also have happened to Captain Scarlet. Lieutenant Green, contact Destiny Angel immediately and tell her to escort Captain Scarlet back to the carrier.
Yes, sir.
You are to return to Cloud Base immediately. Captain Scarlet, did you receive my message? Cloud Base? Captain Scarlet does not answer.
Something has happened to Captain Scarlet. Somehow the Mysterons have affected him. That means the President is in grave danger. Lieutenant Green, put me in direct contact with Destiny Angel.
Yes, sir.
Destiny Angel, I want you to make a dummy attack on Captain Scarlet's aircraft. Open fire and make sure you miss.
SIG. Cloud Base. Captain Scarlet and the President have ejected. Repeat, ejected.
SIG, survey them on their descent. Report on their landing position.
SIG.
Lieutenant Green, give me Spectrum Headquarters, London.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir.
Colonel White, Cloud Base. Captain Scarlet and the World President have ejected approximately 60 miles southwest of London City Center. Have the nearest Spectrum pursuit vehicle on the road immediately.
That, gentlemen...
Him! Forgive all these interruptions, Colonel, but perhaps you could tell us. Pursuit vehicle?
All over the world, General, we have SPV transport. Our agents keep them concealed, perhaps in garages, mock out buildings of farms, and so forth. When needed, they are always ready for immediate use. Our officers claim them on production of a pass. May I continue?
Of course. Forgive me.
Gentlemen, I would now like to hand over to Captain Blue, who took over the chase from this point. Captain Blue.
Thank you, sir. Well, I claimed our pursuit vehicle and noted the observational references passed to me through Cloud Base from Destiny Angel.
Destiny Angel, I have joined the M-21. I should make contact with Captain Scarlet's car in a few minutes.
Rhapsody Angel, there are only two roads Captain Scarlet's car cannot take. One of them terminates at London Carview.
Peel off and destroy viaduct on the London Road.
SIG. Well done, Rhapsody Angel. Captain Blue, Captain Scarlet's car has now turned off the M-21 and is heading toward the London Carview.
Spectrum Helicopter A-42, divert to London Carview.
SIG.
Calling Spectrum Angels, Captain Blue, and Helicopter A-42. Captain Scarlet is now trapped. Soon he will be climbing the Carview. And when he gets to the top, that's the end of the line.
I can fill in this part from a sono detector tape subsequently processed. Perhaps if I might call on our sound man to play it to you. The voice is that of Captain Black, the man we all thought had perished on Mars.
Captain Scarlet, this is Captain Black relaying instructions from the Mysterons. We have taken over helicopter A-42. It will pick you and the President up from the Sky Park. I will again remind you, we must have the World President alive.
The Mysteron instructions will be carried out.
Sir, Mr. Chairman, please. Quiet, quiet, gentlemen. Allow Captain Blue to proceed. Thank you, sir. At that time, none of us had any idea that our Spectrum helicopter was in enemy hands. I was in touch with the pilot, who seemed perfectly normal.
Helicopter A-42, I can see you. I'll stand by while you come into attack. You've got better cover than I have. You'll find Captain Scarlet on the west corner of the Sky Park. A-42, did you receive my message? Please acknowledge. Destiny Angel, helicopter A-42 is firing at me. Destiny Angel, come in for attack. Destiny successfully destroyed the helicopter, gentlemen, but its wreckage struck the Sky Park and shattered the structure. It was then that I had to move in on my hover pack for the final showdown with Captain Scarlet. Delay would have been fatal, for the structure was already toppling, and the President's life was in grave danger. Okay, Captain Scarlet, it's either gonna be you or me. Gentlemen, is all. I can now hand you back to Colonel White.
Thank you, Captain. Now, gentlemen, you know the circumstances of Captain Scarlet's death. I think we can assume that Captains Black, Brown, and Scarlet were all taken over by the mysterious agency of the Mysterons. The real problem is to find out how. And once this is ascertained, decide on a method of combat.
Dang it, this meeting's supposed to be closed and secret.
It's Fawn, the doctor.
Yes.
Dr. Fawn, surely the signs on the door, the guard. Well,
my apologies, sir, but it's fantastic. Scarlet's alive. After an 800-foot fall, he's alive.
Explain yourself, doctor.
Well, as unbelievable as it seems, Scarlet's wounds are healing. Somehow the Mysteron power has been broken by his fall. It is my opinion that with the aid of a specially designed computer, Captain Scarlet can be brought back under our own control.
Is this possible?
Yes, I think so.
In other words, the new Captain Scarlet could be our greatest weapon in fighting the Mysterons. As fantastic as it seems, Captain Scarlet is virtually indestructible.
Captain Scarlet! Captain Scarlet,
Captain Scarlet,
Scarlet.
Yeah. Captain Scarlet.